Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Saturday morning, and here we are. So many issues. Sometimes you don't even know where to start. Let's start with talking about what is a positive thing, I think, for people. And what is a positive thing is the Eagles training camp, which starts on Tuesday. They report on Tuesday, and they're out on the field on Wednesday, and that's a good thing. I think people are ready to move past the Phillies. I think they've been ready for a while. They got fooled a little bit. Fool's gold is what it was. When they beat Miami 3 out of 4 after the All-Star break, it's like they beat Miami. Miami doesn't have that same magic in when they play the Phillies, and they're just not a good team. They got some good pitching. They got very little offense. The fact that anybody loses to them is amazing, but it's their pitching. But they're not a good team. So they beat them 3 out of 4, and then all of a sudden people are ready to talk about winning the division. The Mets really are the best team. Are they really a really, really good team? No, but they're the best team. Atlanta's just like the Phillies. Last night was not, I don't think it was a great Zach Wheeler game. He only gives up one run. The Braves got some hits. They didn't get enough big hits. But they're just not, they're just like the Phillies. They're kind of an average team. And that's what the Phillies are. So we're ready to move on to Eagles training camp. And I know people are excited. I don't know what they're looking for. What are you looking for at Eagles training camp? What is it that interests you? What would you like to know? And one of the big questions, and it's obvious one of the big questions is, it's not that Zach Ertz will be there. We know what Zach Ertz means. He's not the same player, but he still means a lot to the locker room. And he's not the same player. And because he's going to be the backup tight end, that's okay. And I don't care what they pay him. They always find a way. If they need somebody and they don't have a lot of cap space, somehow the Eagles always find a way. But the big discussion, I'm sure one of the main topics, is your quarterback. Who? Jalen Hurts right now is the quarterback, but he's not the quarterback that is guaranteed to be the starter for the whole season. Maybe not even the beginning of there's no way he's not the starter on game one unless he's hurt. But your thoughts on Jalen Hurts? You know, I talked about this week on WIP, Deshaun Watson, and I said it is my opinion based on the information that I got from Houston and people around the league. From Houston, it seems like they're resigned to the fact that Texans are trading Deshaun Watson. Now, he's not a good guy, and we know that. Can he change? He better change, or he could be in real trouble. As it is, you know he's going to have some kind of suspension, so he won't. I just don't think there's any way he starts the season on any active roster. However, because I think I got to believe it's going to be at least 6-game suspension, but we'll move past that. And anybody that trades for him understands that and is willing to deal with that in talking to people around the league. They're resigned to that fact and they understand that. But, you know, who would you rather have as your quarterback? And I hear people give Jalen people talking about giving Jalen Hurts a chance. And yeah, they're going to give him a chance. But that doesn't mean that the Eagles aren't going to trade for Deshaun Watson. There's three teams that seem to be the most interested in people that I've talked to around the league. Denver, and they want a quarterback. Miami, and they want a quarterback. So Denver doesn't have as much to offer as the Eagles. The Eagles are going to have three first-round picks. Miami gave the Eagles, in a trade, their first-round pick, and they're starting to realize that Tua may be a stiff, so they'd like to get Watson. And it's a matter of where Watson wants to play, and I don't know that he's going to have a big say, hey, listen, take it or don't take your money. But the Eagles have the most to offer. So when I said, well, they got a 90% chance, could be 80% chance, whatever it is, the Eagles are in the best position to get Deshaun Watson. Now, I don't. Some fans would actually rather have Jalen Hurts, and maybe for the wrong reasons. Jalen Hurts is a question, and the Eagles have a question about Jalen Hurts, or they wouldn't have interest in Deshaun Watson. And how can you not have interest in Deshaun Watson? So we can discuss that today. Ben Simmons. As soon as I say Ben Simmons, how many people out there get angry, get really angry? Like, why is he still on the team? I think the NBA draft is the 29th. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's July 29th. So we're within a week, I think, is the draft. And they've got to move him by the draft. They've got to, because then it's harder to trade him after that. But as soon as you mention Ben Simmons, people are pissed. They are really, really angry that he's even still with the team. He's a fraud. He's dismissive. He's not anything that you thought he was. He hasn't improved his game in the 5 years he's been in the NBA. And what's sad is he really doesn't care about improving his game or working, I should say. He doesn't care about working to improve his game. And that's an issue. And that's always been an issue. I believe that he'd rather be a star celebrity than a great basketball player and doesn't have that celebrity status. He'd rather be a star celebrity. That's why he went out with this Maya Jama, whoever that is, the latest, and in his mind, the greatest. How did he find her? Did he find her on the internet? I mean, how the hell did he find her? But that's not even the issue. But he wants to be noticed. That's why he goes out with celebrities, because he wants to be noticed. That's his whole, that's his major desire in life right now. He wants money, and he's got that. That's why he bought a $17.5 million home in the Los Angeles area. And he's got money, and he'll have money for the rest of his life, unless he keeps on spending it and spending it and spending it. But it's pretty hard when you got $147 million still coming to you to spend all that money. He can buy so many new cars, but he still has that money. And he's going to get a contract after this contract. That's the sad and sick part. Even if it's only $15 million a year, he's still going to get money. You're annoyed when I mention his name. And the people are relentless in ripping him when he goes on social media. Relentless. They kill this guy. And he just moves on like, I'm a star and you're not. I got $147 million coming to me and you don't. That's who he is. And one of his posts on social media, I believe it was on Instagram, he will always remain relentless. He has never been relentless into improving his game. Never. Never, 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 never. So many other players you'd rather have playing point guard for the Sixers. I'd rather have Drew Holiday playing point guard for the Sixers. They did have it one time. And I know you can't always go back. Think about this. The Sixers could have had Drew Holiday and Giannis on their team. They could have. They didn't have to trade Drew Holiday, which they did for that stiff Nerlens Noel. They drafted a stiff in Michael Carter Williams, who might be with his 97th team right now. He has just floated around the NBA because he stinks. But they drafted him. And then three picks later, there was Giannis. Now, it was just, you had to develop him. But still, Milwaukee drafted him 15, and they developed him. They did it the right way. That's why the process, these jerks, I want to call them bleep holes, that still say the process worked, but they stopped it. Just stop. Stop, stop, stop. Milwaukee did it the right way. Drafted, acquired players the right way. I don't think Middleton was a draft pick of theirs. He was a second-round pick. It's just Drew Holiday was a trade. They got another. They got a piece that really made them good. He's one of the five best point guards in the league, Drew Holiday. But and here's a question, and I know people will be protective of Joel Embiid, and I understand he really is a he's not a great player because he gets hurt too much, but he's a really, really, really good player, and there's no question you can't take that away from him. However, would you rather have Giannis or Embiid on your team? And you got to be honest with yourself. Now, it's just a question. Obviously, there's no reality to it. But if you had Giannis, you probably wouldn't have had Embiid. Well, you still could have had Embiid and maybe played him in the same front court. I don't know that that would have happened. But regardless of all that, would you rather have Giannis or Embiid? And here's the difference if one plays over the other, just to lay it out for you. Giannis played 42 minutes in that last game. Do you think Embiid could ever play 42 minutes and be anything close to effective after about the 37th or 38th minute? He's not even effective a lot of times in the 37th or 38th minute in the fourth quarter. He's just not. So you got to be honest with yourself. Again, it's just a question. It obviously can't happen, and you can't turn the clock back. But that's what we do. We ask those questions. Would you rather have Giannis or Embiid? Scoring 50 points is one thing. Being dominant is another thing. Being as athletic as he is another thing. So that's another question for this morning. The Phillies, we'll talk about them. They're who they are. They are who they are. I thought it was a boring game last night. Zach Wheeler pitched well, but not great. A good team would have scored some runs. He just didn't seem as effective as he was earlier in the year. Now, does that mean he's wearing out a little bit and his effectiveness is different? I don't know. Trade deadline coming up July 30th. I saw where the Phillies pulled out a couple of their minor leaguers out of the games last night. I don't know what if that means anything. Yeah, you don't want to get a guy hurt, and I understand that. Bryson Stott was one of the players, and they don't have much to trade, but I have a problem with this team trying to make a trade and giving up more of their future for one shot right now. And even if they make the playoffs, they're not going to go very far. So what are you doing? You're giving it up to make the playoffs, which is really bogus. But I don't know whether people would make the trade or not, or make a trade. Because I don't know that one player is the difference for the Phillies. I think one player could help. Chris Bryant, yeah, he could help because their offense still seems inconsistent. And he could play center field. Odubel Herrera is such a dope. He's such a dope. Oh, my God, as a player, he's such a dope. Why is he even on this team? For a lot of reasons, but one of them is his baseball IQ is three below plant life. That's his baseball IQ, three below plant life. All right, here's our question to win the $100 gift certificate for the Bruno Brothers. If you're having any parties, any picnics, any travel, and you need food, the best place is the Bruno Brothers, and you can check it out at thebruno.com. Based on what Giannis did in his Antetokounmpo, or whatever way you say his name, best performance by an athlete in any sport, the best performance by an athlete in any sport over the last 20 years. And I'm taking Giannis out of it. The best performance, and I say 20 years, so it includes older people, younger people, over the last 20 years should be kind of a cutoff there. So since the year, so let's say since the year 2000. If you're in your 30s, you know, you might remember as a kid, even if you're in your 20s, the last 20 years. But you should know, if you're a sports fan, you should know history. The best performance by an athlete in the last 20 years. And the one we deem as the best will win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers, where you were going to get so many good things to eat. It's going to be incredible. All right, let me give you the numbers, 215-592-9494. And I also want to mention, this morning, I believe I'll use 90%, since that's the percentage of favor right now. You know, people get carried away. People need content. That's why that became a big story around the country with Deshaun Watson. A 90% chance that Arthur will be making a reappearance on the show this morning. Arthur will be calling. He is out of the joint. Unless he gets locked up in the next few hours, or the next hour, unless he gets locked up in the next hour, Arthur will be making a reappearance on the show this morning. Fresh out of jail. Always like to have those convicted felons on. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. We'll get right to your calls. And I should mention that when we come back, one thing I'm going to talk about, the Dallas Cowboys are chokes, stiffs, annoying. Everybody on that team is annoying. Tell me one player on that team that's not annoying. One person in the front office that's not annoying. The head coach who's annoying. But I'm going to play you something to show you how stupid they are. When we come back, I'm going to play that for you. And congratulations posthumously, and may he rest in peace. David Montgomery, this weekend, is being entered into the Phillies, or the Phillies, into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And he's done a lot for baseball. And there's a full Phillies contingent up there to honor and celebrate the induction of David Montgomery into the Baseball Hall of Fame. All right, 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. On a Saturday morning, WIP Sports Time is now 8:18. WIP. All right, let's get right to the phones. I know people have a lot to say. And Brandon in Brookhaven, you are up.
Hey, Howard. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
I just wanted to say I love the NFL for what they did, and I hope other leagues follow suit.
It is a big step. They wanted to take away a game check if a player missed a game because of COVID, but they couldn't. There's no way they could get that through. The union obviously wouldn't approve, and there's no way legally with the union situation they could do that. But if a team misses a game, and honestly, I'm not sure that happens, the NFL would play a game if they only had 22 players, 11 for each side. So I don't know if they'll miss a game, but it does put pressure on them for these morons that won't get a shot. They'll put PEDs in their body. They'll have unprotected sex with women they don't even know, yet they're worried about putting a shot in their arm. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, I agree with you, but I'm also curious. You're in the locker room and you see what goes on. What's the dynamic going to be like in there now?
Well, we haven't been in the locker room.
For example, Cole Beasley goes in there. What happens?
Well, here's what I'll say. We haven't been in the locker room for the last year, and I don't know that we're going to be in a football locker room this season either. And the NFL has really some strict, sometimes ridiculous protocols, but strict protocols. Apparently, he's had, you know, I had a little Twitter spat with Cole Beasley this week. He's such an idiot. He really is a dope. He really is a dope. But he's had Twitter disputes with teammates on Twitter. Disputes.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's their check, too. Now, with this situation is, it affects them. And Michael Irvin, like him or not, made a great point. Do you really want to win? Do you want to win enough? Do you? And so why wouldn't you get a shot? Because if you don't, it could affect, it certainly could affect your chances to win, especially if you have to forfeit a game, if you lose multiple players because of that. I mean, the Phillies are stupid, too. And there's a lot of dumb people on the Phillies, too. You know, every team, all their employees and all their coaches, there's been a couple of coaches that have basically been fired in the NFL so far. And I bet you there's going to be more, and there may have been more, because they wouldn't get a shot. You don't get a shot, you're not coming in. But they can't do that with players. But it can't be for players that have the shot, that want their team to have the best chance to win. They can't be happy with guys like Cole Beasley and players that haven't gotten shots. And the Eagles are not close. They're not close to that 85% or 80% threshold. Now, will they be? I'm not sure, but they're not there now.
Well, I'm thinking of people like Brandon Graham, who has kids at home. And I don't know how it works, but let's say he's vaccinated, but somehow he can carry it over to his kids. I would be pissed off, too.
Well, you could still, you know, the players that aren't vaccinated say, well, people got the vaccine have gotten it, but it's been very mild cases. But yeah, so you can still get it, and then you're right, pass it on to your kids. Now, with the shot, all the proper information, and these morons don't have the proper information, all the proper information is you have mild cases. But the proper information is people... of people that have died in the last few weeks from this new variant, they are 99% are unvaccinated. That is the proper information. All right, you wanted to talk about something else. Let's do that quickly.
Yeah, I love you, but I hope you're wrong about Sean Watson. I really do. I want to give Hurts a shot. He seems to be working hard. I like his mentality. I like his personality. The teams are behind him, which is more important to me than anything else, that he has a team behind him now. Try to get unity in that locker room.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what Jalen Hurts can do, but obviously there's questions. And Deshaun Watson, I don't like him as a person, but that doesn't make any difference anymore in sports. I mean, just
I'll take an average quarterback over the top five right now. Right now.
Okay.
So.
All right. The best performance by an athlete?
Oh, for me, in my lifetime, was seeing Roy Halladay on the mound pitching a perfect game.
Okay, we'll put that in there. I don't know if that'll win, but that was a really good performance. And you know, perfect games will be good, no hitters will be good, but there's other things. I mean, sometimes you do it. You do things that might be better, but you're in the mix, Brandon, with Roy Halladay. All right, let's move on the phones. And Dennis in Mount Laurel, you're on WIP.
Howard, answer this question with a yes or no. Did Ben Simmons cost us a chance to win the NBA championship?
Yes. You don't know for sure. The opinion is a chance because you said a chance, yes. I don't think they were... Well, if you didn't have Ben Simmons, you'd have a better chance. So I think it's better stated that if Ben Simmons was not on your team and was not your point guard, you had a better chance. I think both Brooklyn and Milwaukee were better, and I think Phoenix was better than the Sixers, even without Ben. But they had a chance to get there, and at least a chance to get to the finals if they didn't have Ben Simmons. Absolutely positive.
I love what the NFL did. You know, let's see how vocal these guys are going to be if they're going to miss a paycheck, because that's the bottom line for these guys.
Yep, that's exactly right. Are you there for your team or are you there for yourself?
Aaron Nola is a dope for coming out with saying what he said and then wouldn't say why. And hey, Aaron, you cost two starts and then you weren't ready for the third start. So how about if this happens in September when you're fighting for a division lead?
Well, he won't get, you know, because of the antibodies in his system, he's not likely to get it again. However, there's other players on the team that can get it. You can't put yourself above the team.
Yeah, and that's his what stance, that he won't get the shot. That's ridiculous.
Well, he won't get it afterwards either. If he didn't get it now, he's not going to get it again.
And
he's from the South. It tells you he's from the South. That tells you all you need to know.
I'm not going to go there, but I understand what you're saying. You know, and Joe Girardi's got to, I mean, you see him sitting in the dugout looking through pages and pages of analytics. He's a robot. He's not a manager. He's not making decisions.
Yeah,
other people are making
analytics
decisions.
Too much. I'm disappointed. He's a great guy. And I thought he was a better manager, but he's obviously not. Who right now, and it does come down to players, who right now, and this is sick to say, is a better manager, Joe Girardi or Gabe Kapler?
Gabe Kapler, without hesitation.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that absolutely nuts?
2 years ago, I would have never said that.
No, I wouldn't either, but Gabe Kapler learned. There's less analytics. There's more of a baseball field of things. Yeah, he's learned from his mistakes, and
yes,
he doesn't. Yes. He's not a prisoner to the numbers of analytics. All right,
I got a player
your best
for
time,
you.
Best all-time performance.
Well, if you go by an all-time performance that wins you a championship, and you become the MVP, and you're the only quarterback in history to throw and catch a football in the same Super Bowl game. Nicky Foles. He brought,
you know,
the, Foles he brought
is,
the title.
Foles is a good one. Yeah, Foles is a good one. All right, Dennis, you're going to be in the mix. Foles is a good one because that is, and it's the game, too. It's the importance of the game. That Foles is a really good one. All right, hold on. We'll put you in the mix. All right, the Dallas Cowboys are a team that just because Jerry Jones is leading that ship, and it's been a sinking ship for 25 years. I was talking to Michael Irvin the other day, and he says, yeah, I'm over here on Cowboys Drive. I guess there's a road down there. I says, yeah, you can dust off those trophies, and you can resize. Many players can resize their rings. Cowboys haven't won in 25 years. 25 years, and they don't even win playoff games. But they're stupid, and the stupidity of their people. Dak Prescott is he's a good quarterback, but he's not a great quarterback. All this, everybody's so Dak Prescott happy. Oh, Dak, all his numbers. Yeah, you know, it's catch-up numbers. He gets numbers when they fall behind. Dak Prescott is not a great quarterback, all right? Let's get that and make that clear. But he's also a dope. All right, he was asked a question the other day. He was asked a question. And I want you to listen to this, and I'm going to explain to you why he's an absolute, without question, 100% dope. All right, let's hear from Dak Prescott.
Have you gotten a vaccine?
I don't necessarily think that's exactly important, Clarence. I think that's HIPAA. But I understand where Zeke comes from. I understand everybody's opinion. And I think everybody's has that right. We wouldn't live in this country. We wouldn't be where in the position that we're in if that wasn't the case. Obviously, we all have to do a better job of educating ourselves, of educating our neighbors, just on this whole pandemic, just this whole situation, the vaccine. And I know that this team is going to get to the numbers. This team is going to do what we have to do. To make sure that we're continually progressing through this thing the right way.
Well, he talked about HIPAA laws, right? In that bite, didn't he? He mentioned that in that comment there, Kyle. He talked about,
yes, he did,
HIPAA laws.
Yep.
He has no idea what HIPAA laws are. He doesn't have the first friggin' clue what the HIPAA laws are. The HIPAA laws don't mean you can't tell people that you got the vaccine. It has nothing to do with that. It's between a doctor and even employers can ask their employees whether they have the shot, and they have to tell them whether they've gotten the shot. Now everybody hides behind HIPAA laws. HIPAA this. You know, HIPAA laws are your doctor can't give out your medical information. And I don't completely understand it, but I know you can say, hey, Dak, did you get the vaccine? Yeah, I got the vaccine. And if he wants to say other players have their choice, let him say that. But don't tell me don't hide behind HIPAA laws. You dope. You moron. You belong on. Dak Prescott belongs on the Cowboys because he's a dope and he's a fraud. And that he is one of the reasons that they won't ever win a Super Bowl with him as a quarterback, because first of all, they paid him too much money, so that now they're locked in to $40 million for a quarterback that just is not good enough, and he's a dope.
I think that's HIPAA.
Dope. Idiot. A complete friggin' idiot. All right, let's go back to the phones, and is it Rob? Rob, you're on WIP.
Yeah, Howard, ironically, I am opposed to retiring Roy Halladay's number.
You know what? You have an argument there. Because he didn't have, if he hadn't unfortunately died and killed himself, and he basically killed himself. I think they found drugs in his body when he was flying that plane, so that didn't help. That impaired his decision making. If he hadn't died, I don't think he would have had his number retired. Not for quite a while. He didn't have that many great years here.
What did he
play? 4 years here.
And yeah, then, but only two were.
Were good ones. Right, only two were really good ones. I don't disagree with you. I really don't disagree with you, but it's the Phillies needed some kind of an event.
Putting Manny Trio on the Wall of Fame. That's where Roy belongs, on the Wall of Fame. That's all. I mean, even the Blue Jays didn't retire his number yet. So
no, and yeah, he had a much better career with the Blue Jays. He did for those 2 years. He did a great job for the Phillies, and he was a dominant pitcher. But yeah, I don't think he should have his number. Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Not because he didn't have two great years, but because he didn't do it long enough. When you retire a number, look at all the numbers that are up there. They have a long history. They have a history with the Phillies, and he does not. Other than those two good years. Yeah, it's just if he hadn't died, that wouldn't happen. But I don't disagree with you, Rob. I don't.
I think they should package Hoskins and Herrera and send them to Minnesota for Byron Buxton, center fielder.
Well, who wants Herrera?
Well, he's a center fielder, so.
Yeah, but who wants him?
Well,
they couldn't trade him before. And they couldn't trade him before. I would trade Herrera for a car in the junkyard right now. Really, that's what I would just to get him out of here.
Yes, well that was my goal. Yeah, to get him out of here.
No, but you can give him away, but I don't know that anybody really wants him. So. You can shake a tree and find its center fielders like Odubel Herrera anywhere. All right. Do you have a name for dominant performance?
Well, ironically, the one guy said the perfect game by Halladay. I'll take the playoff game by no hitter.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. I mean, the perfect game would be a more dominant performance because it's a perfect game. So I couldn't choose you over the perfect game, but I appreciate the participation. All right, let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. Are you excited for Eagles training camp? You know, so you can pay more attention to football than baseball. And we had one person that say they'd rather have Hurts in there at quarterback rather than Deshaun Watson. Who would you rather have as your quarterback? And how annoyed are you with all the birthday posts for Ben Simmons when he said he was going, he blew off the Olympics, which, by the way, I could care less about the Olympics. The basketball team doesn't even excite me anymore. It used to because it was special. It's not special anymore. I don't know what's special about the Olympics, especially with the problems that they're having over there with COVID. But there's so many things to talk about. 215-592-9494. And to win that $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers, the best performance by an athlete since the year 2000. Best performance by any sport, any athlete in a game, by any athlete since the year 2000. To win the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers, where you will eat really well. Check them out at DeBruno.com. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is now 8:39. (clears throat) 94 WIP, Howard Eskin here on a Saturday morning. All right, let's go to Robert. Let's get right back to the phones. Robert, you're on WIP.
First time caller. My middle name is Rich. A lot of people call me Robert. I'm from South Philly. I went to St. Joe's College, Southern High.
Yeah, but you're in the Bronx now?
I'm a comedy writer. I go to New York. I write for Saturday Night Live.
Cool. Nice to have you on.
Yeah, well, you baffle me though, Howard, because I have a Jesuit training at St. Joe's. The Jesuits always taught logic, Aristotelian logic.
Okay.
And you say we read it. Now, answer me this question, Howard. Be honest. Are we ready to move on from the Phillies' mediocrity, right, to the Eagles? Well, how many games did the Eagles win last year, Howard? Was it five or four or three?
Four.
You know, four. I want to make a bet. My favorite charity. My favorite charity is Mayo Clinic. They helped a loved one of mine.
I've been to the Mayo Clinic.
Yeah,
when
okay.
I was a child.
In Rochester, Minnesota. Okay.
Yeah.
Who? I will give $500. Our favorite charity. Who will finish with a higher winning percentage this year? The Phillies or the Eagles? You want to do that? You want to do it? Yes or no? Howard, answer the question. Yes or no?
No, I'm not. I'm going to explain to you.
So the answer is no, then, right?
Well, okay, I'll do it. How's that? I'll do it because the Eagles, see the problem? No, I'm not going to do it because the Eagles have to win nine games. I'll say eight games. I said the Eagles win eight
I'm
games.
I'm saying higher winning percentage. You're talking about the Phillies' mediocrity, winning percentage, right, Howard?
Well, yeah, but the Eagles aren't going anywhere, but that's not my point.
You said, are we ready to move
to
the Eagles'
mediocrity? Hey, Robert, yeah. Let me just tell you something.
Okay.
The Eagles won four games last year. They sucked. Do you know they were still more of an interest to fans in Philadelphia?
In your opinion, Howard. What's your opinion?
No. All you have to do is look at television
ratings.
Robert, this is my business, all right? And it's not your business. And you don't have a friggin' clue, not one clue, what's more interesting to fans. Not one clue. And you're in the stinking Bronx, so you don't have the feel
like the
of
Bronx.
Philadelphia.
I don't like the Bronx.
Okay, yeah, but you don't have the feel of Philadelphia.
I'm Philly.
Here's the point. Here's the point I'm making.
The NFL is more popular, Howard.
The Eagles are more popular, all right? Not even close.
You want to make that bet, Howard, yes or no, please?
That's not the bet. That's not the bet. I'm going to tell you what.
I will bet you.
Hey, Robert, listen to me there, genius. This is what I will bet, because they have to win nine games. I think they're going to win eight, but they're not making the playoffs. Robert, shut up, Robert.
I'll take the bet. I'll do the eight.
Okay. All right. So we got to bet on eight games, and we'll figure out what it is for charity. All right. For the Mayo Clinic. That's fine.
Yeah.
At what, $100? You want to do
$100? Okay, $100. Yeah. What were you going to say, Howard?
Okay. All right. So here's what I'm trying to educate you. All right.
You're going
to
educate me, Howard.
I'm going to educate you.
No,
I'm going to educate
you're an Eagles
you. And I'm going to make
you're,
you. I'm going to make you another
an
bet.
Show.
I'm going to make you another
you're
bet.
Robert, Kyle,
pot him down so I can just talk, and then I'm going to explain this to him.
He's gone now.
Back up. All right. Robert, here is what I'm going to tell you. The first game of the Eagles regular season, a regular season game, will have, and it's only a 1 o'clock game, will have a higher rating than any game that the Phillies have had this season. Any game. Any game. Any game of a big series. Any game. And if they make the playoffs, I would even put that game in there, which I don't think they're going to do. Because when the Phillies won the World Series, there's only one game that had a higher rating than one regular season Eagles game, and that was the three-inning game that they had against the Tampa Bay Bucks when you only had a Tampa Bay Bucks, the Tampa Bay Rays, when it was a three-inning game. The Eagles rating for a regular season game against Cleveland had a higher rating than that game, and that was the highest rated game for the Phillies that year. All right, you can put Robert back up. Do you understand that?
He's gone.
Okay. Well, we didn't even get his information for the bet.
No, he'll call back then.
Okay. But here's what you have to understand. You might want to defend the Phillies, but this is reality. Regardless of how many games, the Eagles sucked last year. They sucked. They sucked. That last game against Washington was brutal. Was brutal. But that had a higher rating than Phillies baseball games. It's a fact of life. It's just, it is what it is. People just can't, it's hard to hang in there for a baseball game anymore. And that's a problem. That's an issue for baseball. It's hard to hang in. And so the reality is that football is just clearly more popular, even when the Eagles suck. And they did last year. And you'd have to be an idiot to say that they didn't suck. But, you know, to say a higher percentage, yeah, the Phillies will be 500. Yeah, but to be the Eagles can't be 500 unless there's a tie. They have to win 9 games. So they have to be over 500 to beat 500. So that would be a foolish bet. But 8 games, I think they have a shot at 8 games. We'll take 8 games. But, you know, that's just a foolish bet. But the popularity of football, of the NFL, I was told last night that ESPN had a national game. It was the Cubs in St. Louis. The Cubs used to be a team that people loved to watch, but they stink right now, too. And they had the expansion draft on ESPN2 for the new NHL team, the Seattle Kraken. I don't know where they came up with that name, but whatever. So the expansion draft had a higher rating. The expansion draft had a higher rating. It's amazing. At a higher rating than the national game of the Cubs in St. Louis, because that's where baseball is right now. That's a problem for baseball. It really is a problem. You get bad football games with higher ratings. The NFL draft is watched by more people than watches probably any baseball game, including the World Series. It's amazing. It really is amazing. But in Philadelphia, it's not even close. So, hey, listen, I know the Eagles were bad, but that has nothing to do with anything. Tom, you're on WIP.
Morning, Harold. Thank you for taking the call. It's an honor as well as a pleasure, always.
All right. How's things in Alabama other than people not getting their vaccines?
I don't care if somebody goes down there and tests positive for the COVID. I want somebody to talk to me when they've had it for a year and a half, like I've had it, and can't shake it. And it just truly stays with you.
Yeah, but I know. That's really people, sad. Yeah. But anyway, sorry. I don't want to get into that discussion.
Yeah,
you wanted to talk
right
about
right.
Deshaun Watson?
Yeah. I don't know, Howard. I've always been the kind of guy that goes like, where there's smoke, there's fire, which is his business. And I don't want to gamble our future as far as 3 draft picks be concerned on him with Hurts, who really, this is really going to be his first season. I mean, he really can't face that upon the 4 games. And believe me, I know what you're saying about him, because I botched him on many an Alabama Saturday with many an Alabama fan.
Well,
and
he lost his starting job in Alabama, so there can't be many There has to be maybe a lot, but not many.
Of what?
Well, because with Alabama, he transferred. He left Alabama.
Yeah, but before he left, he came in, which was the greatest college football game I ever seen, the SEC championship game in 2018. Somebody stepped on Tagliavua's foot, and he led them back, Alabama, when they were trailing before he left, and they won the national championship that year.
All right.
So, you know, he had adversity, unlike that punk Wentz who sold us out. I want to give Hurts a shot. That's all. He deserves a
shot.
Okay,
so you'd rather have Hurts than Hurts than the Eagles trade for Watson, if that can happen. Okay.
Yes, I would.
All right, did you want to talk about Ben Simmons quickly?
Yeah, I mean, Daryl Morey is, I don't even really want to waste my breath on that joke that you sniffed out a few years back. But Daryl Morey is too smart of a basketball executive not to know he's got to go. I mean, he can never play another game in a Sixers uniform. I don't want to see it for his sake.
There is no way. There is no way. It would be one of the. It would be a mistake that Daryl Morey will be. You know, his legacy will be not trading Ben Simmons if he doesn't trade Ben Simmons, because they have no chance of winning with Ben Simmons. None. Absolutely, you know, zero. Zero.
The thing is, they could have won, too. They really had a chance, you know?
Well, all right. And your player with the most dominant performance?
Well, I was going to say Foles, but I'm going to take Tom Brady, 28-3, the Atlanta Falcons, trailing in Super Bowl, whatever number it was, and came back to win in overtime.
Yeah, here's what I'm going to tell you. Tom Brady got a break because Kyle Shanahan went brain dead. So if they lose that game, which they should have lost, if Kyle Shanahan just runs the ball when he gets it to the 21 with about 8 minutes left, runs the ball, kicks the field goal, 11-point lead, New England has no chance to win that game. So, but I'll put you in the mix. But I think Nick Foles' game was better than Tom Brady's. But, you know, I'll put you in the mix there. All right, Tom, I appreciate the call. 215-592-9494. That's to win the $100 gift certificate. The best performance by an athlete since the year 2000 in any one game, any sport, any athlete. That idiot from the Bronx. Just stay in the Bronx, will you? Don't come back to Philadelphia, because you don't have a clue what the culture and the feeling is of Philadelphia. It's a fact of life. There's nothing we can do to change it. Even if the Eagles suck this year, they're still more popular than the Phillies. It's just because baseball's got to find ways to help themselves. And the Phillies play a game. I mean, they struggled to score the 5 runs last night. One because the Braves last night didn't execute. You know, if the Phillies were smart and Bryce Harper was smart, he should have said that Rhys Hoskins and I worked on that play, and he tried to get picked off. And so Bryce Harper could try to score. The play wasn't executed properly. But that was the most exciting thing, and it was already 4-1. Does Bryce Harper do that if the game's close? It's just he's aggressive, sometimes aggressive to the point of fault when he runs the bases. Because if he's out, he's out. It's still 4-1, and they're still not going to lose the game. So, all right, 215-592-9494. This date and tomorrow's date in sports history, two big things. We'll get to that when we come back. And obviously continue the discussion and the Olympics. I want to talk. I mean, how many people really care about the Olympics? I know that there are people that do, and I get it, and I understand. But let's focus on the basketball team. Do you really care whether the basketball team wins a gold medal? There's so many NBA players that you may like that play for other countries. It's hard to root for the United States if your player is playing for another country. It's really kind of, and it's just not the same as it was in 92 and 96 when they were those Olympic teams they're ones we'll never forget. And if you weren't around for those, the history of those, that's when they had unbelievable teams. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is now 8:56. Hey, you having a party? Are you having a picnic? Well, I got a suggestion for you. Because what makes Philadelphia great is that we have so many family businesses, multi-generational businesses, and family food businesses that will help with your party. It will help with whether you're traveling, you're a party, a picnic, whatever it is. It really sets them apart and adds to the flavor of the city. One of my favorites, if not my favorite, is the Bruno Brothers. Been part of the fabric of Philadelphia since 1939. And everything they do gets better. The people are great. The Bruno Brothers is the best place to stop on your way to the shore or to get everything you need to host, whether it's a barbecue, picnic party, amazing cheeses and charcuterie, prepared foods, side salads, snacks, desserts, anything you need. And it's officially tomato season, and I do love tomatoes, which means fresh mozzarella. Don't forget to pick up anything you need for the weekend, a true staple for fresh tomatoes and a summer favorite at the Bruno. Six stores, all great. Catering, which is sensational if you're having an event for business or party or home, whatever. And online shopping. I'm proud to see this local business continue to serve our city delicious, beyond delicious food, and our community continuing to support its needs. And check out the new store in Wayne. All the stores are great. The people are great. But that store is off the charts. Stop in for all your cheese, charcuterie, grilling snacks, and any pasta needs. DeBruno.com. 94 WIP. Hey, Kyle, did Robert call back with his information for our bet?
Yes, he did. Do you want just his phone number?
No, you just hold on to it.
Okay.
We got a $100 bet. The Eagles will win 8 games. But that doesn't address his ridiculous point. Because the Eagles' record wasn't good, that means that the Phillies are more popular. It's a fact of life. I mean, we're not going to change it in Philadelphia. The NFL is king anyway. Regardless of some of the, you know, they really have a hammer on everything. And in this town, it's the Eagles, whether they're good or bad, are just more popular. Now, they're not as popular if they don't win, but they're still more popular than the Phillies. It's an amazing fact of life. But that's the real issue. All right. Tomorrow, in what was it, 2015, Kyle? 2015. So it's the 6th-year anniversary, July 25th, which is tomorrow. Today's the 24th. Was an anniversary of a big moment in Philly's history. Kyle, let's play it. You know, that was in his last year with the Phillies. I believe that was his last year with the Phillies. Odubel Herrera is still the same kind of center fielder. They would have given him an error anyway. He probably would have still had the no-hitter. But Cole Hamels pitched a no-hitter, which is kind of topical because Cole Hamels is still out there for anybody to sign him. And Bryce Harper made some comments like, oh, he was a great pitcher for the Phillies, and he did this for the Phillies, and he did that for the Phillies, and, you know, and all these different things about accolades for Cole Hamels, who was a terrific pitcher. He was only 14-10 the year that he won the MVP in the World Series, but he pitched great in the World Series and he won the MVP, and he was a really good pitcher for the Phillies. But it's over. It's over. You can't relive the past just because of who that person was. He's just not the same pitcher, and there's no guarantee he's not going to get hurt. If the Phillies sign Cole Hamels, there's probably some people that'll be excited. I don't know that it makes it better for them, even though their starting rotation is really started to become, at best, mediocre. After Zach Wheeler, you really, really have average to mediocrity. So, and then you got Eflin, who's hurt. But I just don't think it's a good idea. If they sign Cole Hamels, that means they're not giving up anything, which is a good thing. But I don't know that it does really a lot to move this team forward. All right, this is a moment that hasn't happened for a long time. And, you know, sometimes people do bad things, and sometimes people continue to do bad things. And when they continue to do things that break the law, they go to jail. Well, he is out. Guess who's back? Out of the joint, and that would be Arthur. Oh, my gosh. It is unbelievable.
Yeah, dope. You know, when I called my buddy a dope in 100 days, maybe 150 days.
You know, do you love jail?
You know, everybody needs a vacation. You know what I'm trying to say? I get a vacation. I get a break from the action.
Are you a complete moron?
No, I'm just a career criminal. Everybody's got something. You got something. I got something. We all got something.
Why do you sound like you're proud of being a career criminal?
I am what I am.
Okay, so you've been in jail twice now. You're lucky you haven't been in more, right? Jail twice?
Yeah, I'm doing good out here in Arizona.
Okay, so the first time it was a couple of years, right? It was here in this
Correct.
Area. Okay, the second time, and you got an extension. Aren't you happy that you got an extension from your jail term this time in Arizona? Would you get 6 months extra because you had a fight?
Correct, an extended stay. That's okay. That's all part of the deal.
It's just, all right, so here is many questions for you. What was your best experience in jail? It had to be a boyfriend, right?
No, I had no boyfriend. You know what? It was the camaraderie of all the guys. Everybody talking about what they did, you know, want to make deals when they get out. I said, no, I work alone, brother. See you later.
Okay, did you make any money booking in jail?
No, I made some money helping guys out, you know what I mean? Made a few extra friends on the street when I get out. You know,
okay. So, what was the prisoner that you talked to that committed the worst crime?
There were a couple guys in there for murder, brother.
Yeah, that's not
you
good.
You know, ruthless.
That's
ruthless
not good.
Guys.
At least you're not in for murder. So you got locked up for racketeering again.
Correct.
And you violated parole again.
Correct. I just did that today.
So you want to go back, huh?
I can't help myself. I'm a degenerate. They got casinos here. Maybe they should close them down.
Well, you're not supposed to go into casinos. Okay, so your best experience, what was your worst experience? Who got you? Which guy got you?
They stole my TV out of my room. You know what I'm saying? And then they jumped me. That was a bad day.
Oh, they beat the living, because you're such a skinny runt. So they beat the living daylights out of you, huh?
Yeah, that was a bad day.
So, did you get an extra stay because they went after you, or you went after them?
Because I not retaliated. You understand? You know, listen, 3-on-1, that's okay, I'll take it. Not every day's a good day. But every dog gets his day sometimes, you know?
Okay, what started the fight?
They took my TV out of my room.
So that's all that started a fight? You just argue with them and that started the fight?
No, I went back to take it back.
And they wouldn't let you have it?
Well, no, I went to take it and then everything just got ugly.
Okay, well, don't they have a TV?
No, they get what TV they got. And that's 13. They got nothing.
So in other words, they just don't like you. They just didn't like you.
And I didn't like them either.
You know, did you miss the Glenn Levitt in jail?
Oh, yes, I did. I missed all that stuff. I missed the good food. But I'm making up for that now. I'm at Dominic's, Eddie V's, you know, bourbons and bones. I'm getting a little caught back up with the fine food.
Okay. Did you get some six-pack? Did you get a six-pack? Did you get abs? Did you work out? Or are you just too lazy?
Yeah, look, lean and mean, brother. $125. I'm ripped to the max. I only weigh 125 pounds. What do you think it's going to gain some weight? It's the joint. The food sucks.
It's pathetic. So did you get a best friend in jail?
No. I made a few guys, you know what I'm saying, from Chicago and all. They were all right. Okay. You know, I don't want to, brother, I'm going to stay by myself. I'm going to try to enjoy my life. I might get myself a crib in Montana. Just to cool things down here a little bit.
You know, they have the popo there, too, so those police can lock you up.
Yeah, but nice. I buy a crib on a mountain, 30 miles, you know what I mean? Nobody near me. I think I could stay out of trouble.
How are you going to book there? How are you going to commit a... Yeah, but you're a career criminal, so how are you going to commit crimes if you're not around anybody?
I go joined the town. I'm sure they got a town in Montana with all that cowboys.
So with all that, you stayed up on the sports. You realize the Giants are still a joke. I feel bad for the Yankees for you because they're really not a good team.
They just got beat last night.
So your two teams are in the toilet.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know. Look, the Yankees are in third place. Look, this is it. Just after All-Star break, it's a long yet. It ain't over yet. Even though the Yankees do so. They're making me sick.
Okay, so the first time the Eagles play the Giants, I don't know. I got to check. Are they here or are they at New York? Actually, the first time they play the Giants is probably here because they don't play them until the end of the season. We have a little bet? $100 for charity from you because you got it in a mattress there somewhere. You got probably a whole bunch of $100 bills. And I'll get you a bottle of Glenlivet.
The thing is, you see these bets, I'm in Arizona. You know what a pain in the neck it is to pay them. You understand that?
Well, you could just send me a check. Don't you have a checking account?
No. So I can make records of where I spent my money at. Oh, my God. Listen to me. You really want to make it that easy for the IRS? Oh, my God.
But here's the bottom line.
All right, I fly back into Philly. I got enough problems.
You're not allowed to fly back into Philadelphia?
Hold on. Philly's the number one capital for crime.
It's not good.
Right in. Why would I want to fly back there to give you that dollar, and then I might get whacked?
Well, yeah. Hey, listen, I'd come to your funeral. Okay, so here's the thing. You said you're a career criminal. You'd come back to one of the top three cities in the country for crime. You'd be perfect.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yes, I would be. I hear you can't even buy a steak in that sandwich and wait in line.
Wait a minute. You had to wait in line in the joint. Didn't you have to wait in line to get your food in the joint?
Yeah, but that's okay. Yeah, things break out there, too. But at least it's the joint. You're dealing with all criminals. What do you think's going to happen in there? You think, you're in Philly, you got some decent people. But apparently you don't. Just like being in the joint, you're right about that.
Okay, so the first game between the Eagles and the Giants, so you don't want to make a bet then, huh?
Well, I said I don't want to make a bet. Just if you win, I got to go crazy to pay you, and I'm not getting on a plane to bring you a dollar bill. It's just too much inconvenience. But if I'm in town and I'm there, we can make a bet that day I'm there, and if you win, I can hand you the money. Just like on the street. Okay. You bring a cash bet to me, I just pay you right after the game.
The problem with you is you're going to be back in jail. What's the over-under on you being back in jail? How many months?
Oh, man. Right now I'm kind of settled. My daughter, the doctor, come to see me. She's telling me I got to take it easy. I'm getting old. My other daughter's with me now. They're all telling me lay down. Take it easy, Pop. Maybe my young daughter's going to take over the business.
I'm going to put the over-under of 5 months, over or under?
5 months? Going to say, honestly, no, that takes me into, I think it'll be good past Christmas.
Oh. By the way, how did you celebrate Christmas in the joint? How did you celebrate Christmas?
What do you celebrate? I celebrate not sitting myself. What do you think I did?
You didn't get a pack of smokes from somebody from a Christmas gift?
Oh, I got stuff like that, but that's no presents.
Here's another important question. How many crimes did you actually commit in jail?
Ooh, in jail. Oh, my God. Enough. A lot of crimes.
Okay. All right. Let's get down to the Giants, your team. You know, they have a coach that sucks. They have a quarterback that sucks. And they got no chance to go anywhere. You know that, right? They can sign all the wide receivers they want.
But that's a fact. You know, they're dogs. You know what I mean? They're not dogs. Wait, let's just talk about the Sixers and Simmons. If they had gave Simmons more help, the Sixers would have been much better off.
Well, yeah, we know that. You were in the joint. I couldn't talk to you. I mean, that phone you smuggled in the joint, you couldn't call me?
Well, no, I didn't smuggle it in. The guard smuggled it in. It cost me $4 to get this phone right the joint when I was in there.
It went up. I thought it cost you $3,000 the first time.
Well, that was the second time now, brother. Things don't always stay the same. Things get more, it's the COVID virus, But it costs money to do things now.
$4,000 to get a phone in the joint.
Yeah,
you must have a lot of money somewhere. Did you buy?
I ain't got no money.
Did you declare all that money for the IRS for the government?
No, I got plenty of money. Who cares about the government? It's about the people.
So you don't like Ben Simmons, so you fit in. They would have been better off without him. You still think the Giants are good, right?
No. Listen, I'm dumb, but I ain't that dumb. Now, come on. You got to give me some credit.
Okay.
Listen, I want to say something. Why are they changing the names of all these sports teams to, like, the Cleveland Indians, to the Cleveland Guardians? Why? I don't understand.
The problem in the country, I mean, political correctness, I guess, is okay to an extent. You know, the Cleveland Indians have been the Cleveland Indians. You know, I hope the Braves don't change their name because it's not, I don't believe, derogatory to the Native Americans or the Indians, whatever you want to call them. I mean, they're Native Americans, Indian descent. There's different tribes. I get all that stuff. But it's a name. Are the Chiefs going to change their name? I don't think so. It's about political crap. I don't agree with it either, but it is what, in our country, it is what it is. There's a lot of issues going on.
Oh, my God.
Hey, by the way, important thing. Did you get the vaccine in the joint?
No way. Not going to do it, brother. Not going to do it. Sorry. Not going to do it.
You're going to get COVID.
I didn't get it in the joint. Now, let me say this. In the joint, people were coughing on themselves, trying to make themselves sick so they could get out. I'm thinking, how crazy are these idiots? I know they're the worst of the worst, but oh, my God.
You're part of them.
Part of what?
All right. Well, I'm sorry. Do you have any parting words for us? I'm sorry you didn't get a boyfriend.
Yeah. Listen to me. First of all, I want to say that God bless America. I'm thankful that I was born here. My parents weren't born here, and I'm grateful for that. This is the greatest country in the world, and we're not a racist country. I love everybody, and that's what I got to say to you. I even love you, my Jewish paisan.
Okay, well,
don't get all choked up on me now.
Well, don't get thrown back in the joint. Don't do anything stupid. And I'm sorry you didn't come out with a boyfriend. I'm sorry.
Let me say this to you before we part ways. The Phillies ain't going nowhere. They're dogs. And your Eagles, 6-10. That's it. And okay. Tom Brady.
I'll bet you another dollar bill.
Money to you. I'm not going to take your bet.
Okay.
I'll give you money if I was living somewhere there.
Hey, it's good to hear from you. Stay out of the joint.
You know, you're the only. When I come to Philly, you take me out to.
I'll get you, Glenn Levitt. The thing is, you're the only known felon that calls this show that I know of. How about Santa Claus?
Didn't he used to call you?
Santa Claus isn't a felon.
I thought he was.
Get out of here. All right, you dope. go have another drink. All right, see you later. There he is, Arthur. 215-592-9494. The first time in months, I gave him extended play time. Arthur, we'll get back to your calls. WIP Sports Time is now 9:20. 94 WIP. I'm Howard Eskin on a... which could be a nice Saturday. Let's go right back to the phones, and let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hi, how are you?
I've never had a bad day in my life, Jim.
Right, I know. I want to make a comment about Deshaun Watson and quick about the Phillies minor league system, if I may.
Sure.
First of all, I'm probably weird and in the minority. I would not want Deshaun Jackson. Now, I don't know that much about
Deshaun Watson, you mean?
Deshaun Watson. I'm sorry, Deshaun Watson. I believe in character. I believe in morals. And the whole, all these sports have gotten away from that. They put people in, writers put people in the Hall of Fame that they know did PEDs. They have domestic violence is rampant.
Well, they haven't put in Bonds and Clemens, and they haven't put those guys in yet, but there's guys in there that have done PEDs, but they're not sure.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they should do it. Well, anyway.
No, I don't think they should go in. If they did PEDs, I don't think they should go in.
Right, okay.
McGuire's not going to go in. Sosa's not going to go in. Clemens, I don't think, is going to go in. Bonds,
some of the writers that were on MLB said they would do it because there was other people in there. But let me get back to my point.
Sure.
What I was going to say was, did Sean Watson, if did do it, you mean to say it's more important to win a World Series, a Super Bowl, than it is to have good character? Now, to move on to my point about the minor league system, I don't care who they trade down there to get somebody halfway decent, because we have nobody in Allentown. Our prospects are horrible. The only system that we have that have decent prospects but is too low is Jersey Shore. Like, they rave about this catcher down there and the shortstop who's the sixth best prospect. But if they're going to they bring people in from the independent league. I watch those games, and it's like, this is how desperate it is and how bad our minor league system is. So we're not really giving up good talent down there. That's my opinion.
Well, they have a terrible farm system. I mean, it's pretty simple. They have a terrible farm system, farm system.
Yeah. Last
and that's
question.
5 years of neglect with Andy McPhailure and with Matt Klentak.
And Klentak is still on the staff. But anyway, last
Klentak has no say. I mean, who knows? I haven't seen him. I don't know where he is. He doesn't do
well. Anyway, the last question. I know the Hall of Fame voting is this weekend. Does the Veterans Committee vote? And what do you think finally that Dick Allen will get in? I mean, I know Dombrowski was.
Do I think he'll get in? Yes, because I think there's been a lot of pressure. He certainly should get in. He should have gotten in before he passed away. He would have been in the day before he passed away. Was supposed to be the vote there's a group of people, and Alan was on there. Was supposed to be the vote, and they never had it because they said they couldn't do it virtually. Well, that's nonsense, because they conducted the Hall of Fame. It's just... He absolutely should. So,
is that Bob Watson was supposed to be the deciding vote last time. He couldn't make it, and Dombrowski voted against him. Is that true?
Asked Dombrowski, and he said that was not the case.
But,
you know, again, that's what he said to me, but that's what I had heard as well. All right, your best performance by a player.
And I can't do the contest because I won last week on the... Vinny, so.
Okay. All right, I appreciate the call. Thanks. All right, let's go to Dave. Is that Dave and Ridley next?
Yeah.
Dave,
good morning, Howard.
Hi.
Well, I've been waiting for a while. Excuse me. You raised a better question than I was going to give you I realize that the Eagles are much more popular than the Phillies, but what would make baseball more interesting overall?
Well, you got to speed up the game. You got to create more entertainment. You know, here are some of the smaller things that are lost in baseball. The hit and run doesn't exist. Seeing players go from first to third doesn't exist that much anymore. Last night, now the Braves, I didn't think it was a good idea when they had to do it a third time after a foul ball. I said Freddie Freeman was running on a 3-2 pitch with only one out. So, but they did it. And those things don't happen anymore. That wasn't a good percentage play because Freddie Freeman may have been a tired. Freddie Freeman's a terrific player, by the way. But, you know, it was like the third straight time that he was running on the pitch. So that's not good, but you need more of that. You need people being aggressive at the plate. You need less strikeouts and people caring that they strike out, which they don't do in baseball right now. You got to find ways to speed up the game. Last night, the Phillies win, but it was such a stagnant game. Realmuto hits a home run. What was it, in the first inning? Then after that, they get a run here and there. They're lucky that they got the two runs on Segura's hit, because the shortstop should have had Bohm's ball. There should have been three outs before they even scored runs. You know, Major League Baseball, they give the guy a hit. It went under his glove. I know he had a go to his left to get the ball. That ball's got to be caught, and then he got to throw out, boom. But those are the things. It's just not the same. You get Odubel Herrera the other night, makes a lazy, sloppy throw to second, and a runner scores. You got to play better baseball. You've got to speed up the game. When Zach Wheeler pitches, he gets the ball and he pitches. But, you know, there's other players that slow down the game. It's really difficult because there's so many things. And all these bogus rules, these seven-inning games and putting a runner on second base in extra innings. And if you play a seven-inning a game, which is part of a doubleheader, the runner goes on second base in the eighth inning. It's just you can't Mickey Mouse around with the game, and you got to change it to what it used to be. Be aggressive, play baseball the way it's supposed to be played, and it's hard to change all those things. I don't know what they're going to do. I just don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, thanks. It seems like there has to be almost a whole makeover because even the mindset of the player is different than before.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. It's like this uppercut swing nonsense. It ruined – I don't know if Scott Kingery was ever going to be a good ball player, but it ruined him. His career is – and he just had surgery on his shoulder. His career, for all intents and purposes, is over. It's over. There's a lot of players that change their swing and don't have the basics of playing the game. Contact. And worry about strikeouts. There's simple things, you know, and they worry about, the substance that pitchers are putting on a baseball. And they said they deadened the baseball a little bit this year. There's not a chance they deadened the baseball. These home runs are flying out at record distances. So, they're trying to improve it by improving the equipment, not improving the game. I don't know really what else to tell you. What do you have a player with a...
Thanks for that. Yeah, I think the best performance of an athlete was several years ago with all his injuries and baggage when Tiger came back and won the Masters.
Okay, Tiger Woods winning the Masters. Okay, I'm going to put you in the mix. This is... is this Dave or George?
Yeah, Dave.
Dave, okay. Tiger, Dave, hold on. You're in the mix there. All right. Thanks. Let's go to George in North Wilmington. George, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard. How you doing?
Good.
That was one of the best, if not the best, Arthur phone calls I've ever listened to. That was hysterical.
Yeah.
They stole my TV. I didn't get a Christmas present. You don't get Christmas presents in jail. I was sitting here. If I had been the next caller, I was going to say, you tell that ex-convict if he wants to live in Montana, I'm a parole officer in Helena, Montana, and I'll hook him up. But it didn't work out that way.
That was hysterical. But he always does something stupid to get himself back in jail, and then he extended his stay. Don't have a fight with a guy. You know,
and how can you?
Why did they steal his TV? They obviously didn't like him if they stole his TV.
Well, yeah, but how can you let him call you my Jewish paisan?
Whatever. It's all good fun.
I mean, I'm glad he comes on once in a while because he's funny.
Yeah, well, he hasn't been on, and it has to be at least 6 months. Probably longer than that.
Cause,
yeah, because he got his stay extended because he got into a fight.
Yeah, 125-pound guy in a fight.
So... you want to talk about the NFL?
Yeah, I kind of concur with. I'm glad they're doing this because something has to be done for sports to exist under this crazy virus. And I'm glad that they're going to do something like this. And if you decide not to get the shot, and you jeopardize maybe the team at some point, and you have to wear a mask in practice, whatever. But I'm glad they're doing it because, something has to be done. You can't just say, well, we're going to postpone a game. There's too much involved.
Well, they're trying to put pressure on the players by doing that. It's not postponing. Right. They're going to forfeit the game. And here's the thing. You're going to have so many players mad at you because the other team will get a win, but they won't get a paycheck. Money is more important than wins. So they don't care, but they care about their money. So if they just forfeited the game and then they didn't lose their money for forfeiting the game, then they wouldn't care because that's the problem. Too many players only care about themselves. And, the point is, do you want to win? Do you want to do the best things to win? You know, all this bogus information they get, oh, it hurts me, and people that got the vaccine still get the virus, but it's very mild when you do get that. And it's easier to spread when you don't get that. And they cause all of us problems because now there's a mask mandate in L.A. Las Vegas casinos, now the employees have to wear a mask again. It's been recommended in Philadelphia indoors to wear a mask. There's going to be a mandate again because it's spiking again. And people listen to players and they're affecting everybody. The people that haven't gotten the vaccines, get the damn vaccine.
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. You're right.
Yeah. So, but anyway, do you have a player?
Yeah, I do. That previous caller, I think he mentioned Tiger at the Masters. That was before 2000, but I have one with Tiger Woods in 2000 at the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, where he won by 15 strokes. And it was the first time, he was the first golfer to break a double digit under par.
Tiger won the Masters after the year 2000. It couldn't have been 21 years ago.
He was 21 years old in 1997. I don't know if that's what he was talking about.
No, I think he was talking about the last one when he came back.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But anyway, in 2000 at the U.S. Open in Pebble Beach, Tiger won by 15 strokes. He was 12 under. Second place was 3 over. And he was the first player to break the double-digit under par barrier at a U.S. Open, a major.
Okay. All right, George, I'll put
pretty
you in the mix.
Pretty good individual
here.
Performance.
I'll put you in the mix, George. All right, thanks for the call. We'll qualify more people and get your comments, whether it's about the NFL, and I think they're doing the right thing. Training camp starting. Would you rather see Hurts or Deshaun Watson if the Eagles could make that trade? Ben Simmons, you know, here's a real good question. If Ben Simmons is still on this team after the trade deadline, are you out as a Sixers fan? Are you out? And nobody answered my question because they know the answer. Would you rather have Giannis or Embiid? Pretty interesting question. And our question for the $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers, where you'll be able to get a lot of good food, whether it's a party, whatever it is the best performance by an athlete in the last, since the year 2000, so the last 21 years, based on, you know, what it can't be Giannis because what a great performance that was. Played 42 minutes, only missed 2 foul shots. He was 17 for 19. You can, if you work at it, you can get better. But Ben Simmons wants to party. He wants to party. He wants to post all his pictures and the band from his party at his $17.5 million home in L.A. Do you think he cares about basketball right now? Not a chance. Not a chance. He posted something on social media. His social media posts are the disgrace. Well, he said he will always remain relentless. Relentless. When has he remained relentless? He is a fraud and a joke. And if he's here, I imagine there's a lot of Sixers fans who are out if he's here after the draft or for next season for sure. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time is now 939. 94 WIP. I finished up this morning. I want to thank all the people that I saw on Thursday night at the Seaview Resort in Galloway Township, New Jersey. There was a dinner, but an event put on, Faces for Autism. And Shore Memorial Hospital down there was honored, and I was honored for the money that I have raised. And I do it because it's the right thing to do. All the money I've raised for autism. The Eagles Autism Challenge is coming up. The bike ride's coming up August 21st. I always ask people if they can donate. And you can find it along my timeline. I actually put up a pair of game-used Brent Celek shoes, one of the Eagle greats. I'm just looking for a donation to go towards the charity. But it's on my timeline somewhere on Twitter. But I want to thank those people. It was a great event. I met a lot of great people. I realized how important it is. It was sold out. It was a good event. I just want to thank everybody involved for putting on the event and honoring me. And that was really nice. All right. On this date, July 24th, 1983, there was an event, I'll never forget it. It was the Pine Tar game, George Brett. It was taken away and then it was given back. It was a stupid rule, but let's hear what happened on that at bat.
George Brett has just homered and Billy Martin and the Yankees want the bat. Look at Martin.
Well, what they're talking about, Frank, is that he's got too much pine tar and you've got to have a certain amount of distance from the trademark of the bat and the pine tar.
And Nettles is leaving the field as if the game is over. Oh, he's just coming in.
I'm not sure. They might have a legitimate gripe. And the umpires are going to get together. George Brett looking around and wanting to know what's going on. And the umpires are going to get together and talk about this thing.
Now they're going to measure it across home plate.
Well, I've never seen this.
I never have either.
I don't know what they're measuring. They might be going to call George Brett out.
Well, the Yankees win. He's out.
Yes, sir.
Brett is out. Look at this. Brett is out.
And he's steaming mad.
He is out. And having to be forcibly restrained from hitting plate umpire Tim McClellan. And the Yankees have won the ball game 4-3. Brett is called out for using an illegal bat.
It wasn't an illegal bat. The pine tar was up near the logo in the middle of the bat, and they ruled on that and they gave it back. They rescinded the ruling by the umpires. But that was 38 years ago today, July 24th, 1983. All right, let's go back to the phones. Kyle, who's the first caller up here?
That would be Kevin.
Kevin, you're on WIP.
Yes.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about the Eagles. I like Hurts as the quarterback, and I think he's a winning quarterback in the NFL. I predict him to win at least 9 games with the Eagles.
I don't know if he'll start.
I want to go with Brad Lidge.
Okay, so you're, and what moment for the he only pitches an inning.
Say that again.
So the most impressive performance by a player, and you said Brad Lidge?
Yes.
Well, yeah, but he only pitches an inning.
That season with the Phillies where he was undefeated as a closer.
Yeah, he won the World Series, but he only pitches an inning. You know, his season was impressive, not a game. You know,
it was a particular game. No, I didn't have a particular game.
Yeah, but because, you know, you can go for the whole season. Hey, we can have great seasons by players, for sure. But I'm looking for an individual performance, a great individual performance.
All right, well, I gave it a shot.
Well, no, and I appreciate it. All right, thanks for the call. You know, I just got a text, and somebody was obviously not happy with me calling out Cole Beasley again. And the person said, would you out an Eagle or the police? And a lot of the police, and I think it's a disgrace that the police and the fire department have not gotten their vaccines. And I think that's disgraceful. Disgraceful. You know, public servants, you know, nurses in hospitals have been fired. You're not getting the vaccine, then you're not working. And businesses can, some businesses can do it, some businesses won't, but some businesses won't allow you to come to work, and they're forcing people to do things. But there's a union involved with the firefighters, there's a union involved with the police, but the person said, who sent me a text, would you out an Eagle player? Or be as critical, not Alum. I don't know which players haven't gotten the shots. I don't know. And if I did, and they were so public about it, like Cole Beasley, I would criticize them too. The same thing with the police. I would criticize them too. You know, you're just helping everybody. It's not about you. It's about everybody. That's all. So I just wanted to make that clear. for people to think, well, you wouldn't do the, sure I would. Sure I would. But Edmund is vocal, is Cole Beasley. All right, let's go to, was that Kevin, Kyle?
Steve's next.
Kevin's next. Kevin, you're on WIP.
No, that was just Kevin. Steve's next.
Oh, okay. Steve, you're on WIP.
How you doing, Howard?
Good. How are you?
All right. Yeah, do you think the Phillies will make a trade before the trade deadline?
I don't think there'll be anything significant because it doesn't make sense. They need more than one player. They don't have enough in minor league players to trade. They just don't have enough. On the team you have now, I would trade anybody except Wheeler. But I don't think they would do that. I would trade anybody. But I don't think they're going to do that. And they don't have enough in the minor league system. They don't have enough.
Right.
So they don't have enough in the system. So I think they will make some tweaks and some minor deals. I don't think it's going to be a big deal because they can't weaken their farm system anymore. All right, who was your most dominant performance by a player?
Kobe Bryant scoring 81 points against Utah.
Kobe Bryant's good. All right, so this is Steve, right? Okay, we'll put you in the mix. That's a good one, but I might have one better than by Kobe Bryant. Let's go to Alan. Alan, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Hi.
Phillies are such a tough product to watch, and then to watch Nappy there one or two games a week. I mean, I know catchers, switch-hitting catchers are at a premium, but it's tough to use hitter and Mr. Knapp in the same sentence.
But here's the thing. I think he's a better a caller of a game for the pitchers than JT Realmuto, and that's based on people that I've spoken to. All right, so but that's not as big a thing. Okay, is he as good as Realmuto catching a game yet? Is his arm as good? But players are stealing on pitchers anyway, and Realmuto is in the bottom third of throwing out runners. Now he threw out Freddie Freeman last night, but so I don't know that that's that big a deal. And when you break it down. Because Realmuto's not having a great offensive year. He's hitting in the 260s. He's got 10 home runs. He's not having a great year. So I don't know that that's you want to see Realmuto. I think all they had to do was give Realmuto a 3-year contract. Nobody else was offering any more. They didn't have to give him as much money. Nobody else was offering any more. And they caved. And that's going to hurt him down the line because he's going to be a DH. You're paying him to be a catcher. And he's going to be a DH, just playing guys and giving them rest. And you paid him to play. You paid him to play. You said you wanted to talk about the Olympics. I see you want to talk about the Olympics.
Yeah, you had mentioned before that, you know, you're really not that big on the Olympics. I just think it's neat to watch these young athletes that have been working so hard for years and years mm-hmm. and finally reaching a goal to get there. And to see them when they win a medal and up there, I know it might sound corny, but when it's singing the national anthem and the look on their faces,
that's a good
moment.
I agree. That's a good moment. But here, do you care as much about the basketball team as you used to?
Oh, not at all. Not even close. No.
No. I could care less about the basketball team. Could care less. All right. Who's your most dominant performance?
Well, I think it was Michael Phelps when he shattered Mark Spitz's records there in the one Olympics with 8 goals.
That was over. Yeah, that was in Olympics. I don't know. I'll have to ask for Kyle will give me a ruling on that. That's for the whole Olympics. Michael Phelps was really well, that's interesting. All right, I'll tell you what. I'll get a ruling from Kyle Allen. It's Allen, right? I'll get a ruling from Kyle. We'll take one more here. Chris, you're on WIP. King of Prussia. Go ahead, Chris. Who's your most
dominant performance? Hey, Howard, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to stay local. I think 2018 Dante DiVincenzo.
What, in the NCAA?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think he had 31.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know that it would beat out Kobe Bryant's 81. And being this is the last one, I think Kobe Bryant scoring 60 points in his last NBA game is more. Think about it, his last NBA game. But that's an interesting it's too bad he couldn't play. It's too bad he couldn't play for the Bucks because he got hurt in the finals, but he's still a champion. That's a decent one. All right, I'll put you in the mix. All right, I appreciate the call. Hang on, and we'll get your information. All right, Kyle. It's really kind of interesting. Who would you say?
Well, people have mixed it up a little bit. I thought the Phelps one was interesting. I think I have a pretty obvious answer, though, and it's Nick Foles in Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, and I said the same thing, because he probably had, other than Phil Simms, and people don't even remember it, Phil Simms was 22 of 25, and Phil Simms will always tell you, and he tells me every time when I mention it, you know, I had two drops. He said, I had two drops. But to do it in a Super Bowl, to do it in that situation, under that pressure, better than Tom Brady. That's better than any game Tom Brady had in the Super Bowl. Tiger Woods was interesting. There was a lot of good ones. Kobe Bryant's 81 was good, but I thought his 60 in his last game would have probably been more dominant since it was his last game. Michael Phelps, yeah, it was over a period of time. But Nick Foles, all right, so that's Dennis, right?
Yep.
Okay. Nick Foles wins our $100 gift certificate. Gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers for the best performance by an athlete since the year 2000. The best performance in that was Nick. We will never forget Nick Foles. And by the way, I'm just going to mention this quickly, and I wanted to get into it today, and I didn't. You know, people worrying about what banner is up on the side of the link, and it's the trophy with Nick Foles' hands. Who gives a damn whose hands they are? It's the trophy, you morons. It's the trophy. It's not about whose hands they are. Worrying about a banner on the side of the link. Oh, my God, there was such angst over, well, I got to get the Carson Wentz. They're going to get it down. It's what a joke. But it's Nick Foles' hands. Who gives a damn? It's the trophy. All right. Glenn and Ray are next with Eagles camps coming up. I'm sure Glenn will give you his projection on the best player coming out of camp.
It's actually Rob Ellis today, Howard.
Oh, it's Rob Ellis.
Yeah, he's going with Glenn.
Oh, Glenn's not there? Okay, Rob Ellis and Ray. Rob's got to ask Ray, because last year, he talked about the best performance coming out of camp and the player that's going to be the biggest surprise. And he had J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, if I remember correctly. If I'm wrong, Ray, you can correct me. Who is your guy this year, Ray, if they're listening? All right. Rob and Ray Dittinger are next. Have a great weekend. Thanks. Thanks, everybody. And I'll say get your vaccine, but stay safe and stay healthy. And Cole Beasley, and I tweeted it out, who's your daddy? WIP Sports Time is now 9:57.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.